right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was talking about the fact that the Rebecca Clefish strawberry shortcake and Scott Walker era in the state has finally ended. That's a good thing to me. And not that Tim Michaels and who he is going to be any improvement, but we've had enough of Becky and Scott Walker, and they've had their run, and it hasn't been good for the state, hasn't been good for the middle class people of this state. Hasn't been good for the city of Milwaukee or Milwaukee County. And good riddance. Good morning to you, Gene. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Oh, good morning. I didn't know that, you know, I was on the phone. Great show. And that caller, give me a break. I have to say that Tony Evers is a breath of fresh air, and I'm 67 years old, and I've never seen anything like it in our state. I'm sorry to use this word on your show, but we got fascists running our state. I pay very close attention to what's going on here. I saw when they took away the power of our votes, when they took away Evers' power that Scotty Walker had taken, and started to do things on his own, you know, how he wrecked our civil service, you know, when they'd have tests to get the most qualified to work in our government and different things like that. I mean, they destroyed our elections. Walker and Clefish destroyed our Department of, you know, the ethics departments and everything that protected the state of Wisconsin, did a number on our DNR, did a number on workforce development, crashed everything. And Tony Evers has been working very diligently for the people of the state of Wisconsin. He doesn't run out and make a circus and try to be on TV when he can. He's out there working. I actually seen him helping to fill some potholes over by Eau Claire in a small city of Altoona, and it was amazing to me that this guy means what he says and says what he means, and he wants to fix our roads, he wants to fix our schools, he wants ethics in our state, and he's doing an outstanding job. He does not perform for the televisions. He does not perform, you know, to get on Fox News. He performs for us, and he works every day with the people of Wisconsin on his mind and for us, not for the big donors.
You know, Gene, you and I are the same age, basically. I'm a year older than you are, and I've been in the state my entire life, and I've seen, you know, this is not, this Republican Party is not Tommy Thompson's Republican Party.
No way.
Say what you will, Tommy Thompson was able to at least have dialogue and work with Democrats. And so that Republican Party was a Republican Party unlike this one that we are dealing with now. And so, you know, for Chad to demand that I tell him something that Governor Evers has done, you know, all you have to do is look at what's taking place in the state of Wisconsin right now. It's in great shape. Governor Evers is the governor. He's been there for the last 4 years. He's doing a great job, and he's all right now the favorite to be reelected. So it does not matter what the Chads of the world want to say. The bottom line is you got to see, they've got to prove to yourself, me, and others why somehow you're going to bring in a guy who has no background whatsoever in politics. We saw, well, Scott Walker had a little background in it, but they're bringing in a guy who all he can talk about is CRT, and the oil price, the gas prices are too high. We need to bring in more voucher schools, more charter schools, and do away with the public school system. That's it. And that's not going to be enough. Gene, thank you very much for the call. Wish I had more time. Let's go to Mr. Manny Perez. He was elected at the time Scott Walker came into office, appointed secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. Good morning to you, my friend. How you doing? It's good to hear from you on this morning.
Good morning, Harold, and good morning to all the audience. It's a good day for Wisconsin after last night.
Well, so let's talk a little bit initially for people who don't know that you were again appointed after Scott Walker was elected secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. Were there for a short period of time and decided to leave. You reappeared months ago when Rebecca Clefish, Strawberry Shortcake, decided that she was going to run for governor, and you had some choice words to say about a woman who wanted to blame Governor Evers for the fact that so many people during COVID did not get their unemployment checks for 6 months. And it was Rebecca Clefish who was pointing the finger and saying this was all because of the lack of preparation by Governor Evers. And you clearly came out and challenged that. Let's talk a little bit about what took place and why you are calling today.
Absolutely, absolutely. And good morning. I set the record straight as a former secretary, clarifying that I had reported to both Scott Walker and Keith Gilks directly the issue that the unemployment system needed complete revamping. By automatic procedure, Rebecca Clefish knew. And not only that, she demonstrated that she knew on a video that was published several months later after in 2011, where she knew and acknowledged that there were problems there. Now, by acknowledging it directly in the newspapers and in several instances where I appeared, I am sure that message reached the entire state of Wisconsin. And look at individuals in rural areas. They never forgot how Rebecca Clefish and Scott Walker and the entire Walker team betrayed the state of Wisconsin in 2011 and years later. They betrayed the state of Wisconsin.
You know, so here we are, and Rebecca Clefish has finally been exposed and has now lost the election. And for you, a person who really didn't have a horse in the race, you spoke out in opposition to Rebecca Clefish. You wanted to set the record straight. Why did it matter?
It mattered because what allowing a person like Rebecca Clefish and Scott Walker, which is really Scott Walker 2.0, Rebecca Clefish, allowing them in government is to send the state of Wisconsin back many years. It would be dangerous and profoundly corrupt situation that she be allowed to be in a political office, because that also means that the entire corrupt Walker machine would be in power, because that was what was behind her, the Walker machine.
You know, Mr. Perez, those of us who are still in the state, and I clearly remember Rebecca Clefish and as a lieutenant governor. And she could be a really nasty person and heartless at times with the things she had to say and the things she supported. And now, as I was saying earlier, a day of reckoning has come, and that whole Walker, Clefish, cabal has now, been put to rest. And so when we come back, because we've got to go to a break, but when we come back, I really want you to let people know in this listening audience, many who supported Ms. Clefish, the kind of person that you knew she was, because she can show this other side of things. She's a chameleon. and and she's been exposed, and you knew the other side of it. So we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Mr. Manny Perez, who was the former secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, appointed by then Governor Scott Walker. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.